anything as we launch into the second hour of the program. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That again, 1-800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI, and joining you tonight is Ian.
And Luther.
And Mark.
All right, so 800-259-9231. We, last hour, were talking about this Delaware alcohol enforcement chief, the top dog at the, or who was the top dog, at the Division of Alcohol and Tobacco Enforcement in Delaware, has resigned after being stopped Thursday morning for drunken driving. So, Mark, you were correct. I did check into the government bureaucracy she is in charge of. It is mostly enforcing the government's licensing and sales laws and all of that stuff. But that doesn't mean she's still not out there talking about ending irresponsible drinking. And she is a offender. I just think it's interesting when this happens with the government bureaucrats.
There's plenty of irony to it. I just didn't think that the kind of irony you were talking about, it didn't seem exactly right.
I see where you're coming from. So I wanted to give you an update on that. 800-259-9231. So you can bring up absolutely anything and take control of the airwaves here as we continue. Since we're on the topic, let's go with a little corrupt cops action. We get these weekly, but we don't do them weekly just because we've got so much to talk about here. If we stop, thedrugwar.org does deliver it, though. Every single week, there's always a new list of fresh cops getting busted or an update on an older story that they've mentioned before. This week's corrupt cop stories from stopthedrugwar.org. We don't typically mention cases of drug use or paying for sex in this feature, but when it's a federal judge cavorting like a degenerate rock star, we think it's worth noting. In between coke-fueled trysts, is it trysts or trysts?
Trysts is the term I've always heard used.
This guy was hearing drug cases. Let's get to it. In Atlanta, a federal judge was arrested last Friday on charges he bought and used drugs with an Atlanta stripper with whom he was having a sexual relationship. Senior U.S. District Judge Jack Camp Jr., age 67.
Well, if he had any other career, I'd say go, guy, go.
You're right. If you could afford this, because it sounds like he was likely paying quite a bit. Yeah. I don't imagine this young lady was spending time with him because he was really interesting.
67-year-old.
Yeah. He's accused of buying and using cocaine, and this also bring up the price tag. Stripper's going to be expensive enough, but cocaine, marijuana.
If she's going to have sex with a 67-year-old guy, she's going to want a lot of cocaine.
I don't know. Some women like the older men, right? I
mean, it does happen.
Sean Connery, sexiest man in the world.
Right. What was that, a decade and a half ago? Indeed, that's. I'm not claiming that that's not true. I'm just.
Yeah, but he was 70 when he won that or something like that.
Three years older than this guy. And he was Sean Connery.
Well, I didn't finish the list of drugs here. Accused of buying and using cocaine, marijuana, hydrocodone, and oxycodone as he partied with the exotic dancer. When FBI agents arrested him, they found two illegal firearms in a bag containing blue pills and white powder in his car. He's been released on a $50,000 unsecured bond. What is an unsecured bond versus a secured bond?
I didn't have to pay any money. I don't know.
That doesn't sound like one.
Can't say.
Anyway, Camp went down because the stripper was also an FBI snitch who became cooperative with the feds after a drug conviction. The pair met on multiple occasions.
They get cooperative after that, huh?
The pair met on multiple occasions to get high and get down, with Camp typically, although not always, providing the money and the stripper providing the sex and drugs. She recorded Camp
sometimes
talking
about
it.
Sometimes she bought the coke? I can't believe it.
Most, yeah. Are you feigning?
No,
Sean?
I can't.
Oh, really?
I mean,
honey, it's your time to buy the coke.
Yeah, I just don't believe that. I mean, you're a federal judge, and you're 67. You always buy the coke. I mean, it just seems the way it would go down to me. Yeah.
Well, presuming that he hangs out with the right people to make that a possibility, right?
Well, okay, so he gives her the money to buy it. I think that's the same thing.
Oh, I see. Well, I would think that he would pay for the drugs.
Yes, that was my thought.
It says she provided the sex and drugs, which means she was likely being paid.
Oh, yeah, read the sentence before that, though.
With Camp typically, although not always, providing the money and the stripper providing the sex and drugs. So
he didn't always provide the money.
I guess.
Wow. Want to split an eighth ball with me, honey?
In San Diego, a border inspector was arrested last Thursday for allegedly taking bribes to allow illegal immigrants and nearly 5 tons of pot to make it through the San Ysidro and Otay Mesas border crossings. U.S. Customs and Border Patrol officer Lauren Leslie Jones is charged with conspiracy to distribute marijuana, bribery, and immigrant smuggling. He faces 10 years on the first count and 5 years each on the latter two. Now, this is a story that as they continue to crack down on the border, presuming that's what they do, and it seems like that's the direction they're heading, as they continue to crack down on the border, you're going to start to hear more of. If you're paying attention, that is. You're going to start, because all of these Border Patrol busted stories are going to be little corner bits of a newspaper, if they appear in a newspaper at all. But if you're looking, you're going to start to see more of these, because, well, the more Border Patrol officers they have, the more Border Patrol officers need to be paid off in order to get your drugs or your immigrants through the border, or whatever it is that's prohibited.
That's the reality of the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
And you're also going to start to see a lot of these guys getting busted for dealing in multiple things. It's not just going to be they're going to get caught helping out the marijuana dealers. They've got likely agreements with all kinds of people. They're likely working it as best as they can and getting paid on as many fronts as possible to assist in smuggling.
And I'm sure once you say yes once, you don't get to say no after that.
That's a good point, because if you start saying no, then they'll get suspicious of you, right?
Right.
They might decide that you're a risk, you're not worth it.
Once you're in, you know.
Yeah.
Or and there's one way out.
To leave, that might help. You could escape the area.
Well,
that
you could quit your sweet government job.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I mean, once you've stepped into the cement that is organized crime.
Who's going to want to stop it?
There's no stepping out because, well, these people are going to have video of what you've done. They're going to, you know, they're going to have you locked stock and barrel. So you either have the option of
take the payments.
Picking up and moving to Canada,
mm-hmm.
or you're going to have to continue to do what we have to do. Don't worry. We're going to protect you. We like you where you are on the border.
You're useful.
But at that point, you're letting immigrants in, illegal immigrants in, drugs, whatever kind.
Mm-hmm.
If you thought it was just okay for a truckload of marijuana to come through, that was one thing. But I don't want to see illegal immigrants and cocaine. Tough cookies, pal.
Do you think that would they have to go as far as Canada? Do you think they're frequently tracked down if they leave? Do the cartels get suspicious of somebody that just quits their government bureaucrat job?
I guess it depends on how deep in they are. But I would imagine that, they especially if it was somebody from within their own organization or somebody who had been on the payroll for many, many years, they would chase them all across the country to find them.
I would just think that
figured he was a threat.
They have to make an example of him for the next guy who might decide, I'd rather quit than continue to do this. So they're going to turn you in or do whatever.
If they consider you a threat. But what do they consider a threat? Is just leaving your post? I mean, if you've been just a Border Patrol officer and you've been taking bribes to let shipments through and you decide you don't want to be a Border Patrol officer anymore and you're tired of this.
It's not about threats.
You just up and leave.
I mean, what about the next guy? You work very hard as an organized criminal. You work very hard in order to get your guys that you can let, get people through. So
you think they don't let them go at all?
You don't want them to leave. I'm just saying that could be the way it is. Mm-hmm. If you want to be safe, you're going to need to leave the country.
Well, if you want to be safe from, why would leaving the country make you any safer from organized crime?
Because then it would be harder for them to turn you over to the feds. Because then they could just ship a MP3 of you or MP4 of you, on video, letting people through or something like that.
They could do that. And if they've got that kind of level of blackmail ability, maybe they wouldn't necessarily go out and kill those folks. I don't know. We're completely speculating. We don't know what these organized crime folks will do. We know they're willing to kill. I mean, certainly. The bodies continue to pile up in northern Mexico and the southern portion of the United States. There was a story I think I saw on Drudge Report today about some Mexican agent that was up here investigating some killings, and he ended up getting decapitated.
Yeah, I think that was a chief of police or something, relatively high ranking.
So these guys are certainly willing to send whatever message they want to. I mean, they'll threaten your family and all that. Of course, they wouldn't exist. It needs to be mentioned. That these people, these violent criminal folks, would not exist if it weren't for the war on drugs. The war on drugs and prohibition creates these people.
I'd like to say that they would exist. It would just exist in a different capacity.
They would probably be doing something else.
Yeah.
How about that? They wouldn't be, the marijuana distribution rings would not exist. They would be legitimate. They would be above board, just like the alcohol distribution companies in this country. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
John Dennis, an accomplished businessman and entrepreneur, has been a pro-liberty Republican for a quarter century. He's the new face of a new Republican Party, and he's running for Congressman of California's 8th District.
I'm John Dennis, and I support drastically cutting both taxes and spending, which will help repair our devastated economy. Abolishing spendthrift governmental money pits that fail to produce the desired results. Bringing our troops home to defend our country, not policing other countries around the world. And a return to personal responsibility, self-ownership, and freedom of choice for all Americans.
Something John doesn't approve of? Nancy Pelosi. It's time for the Wicked Witch of the West to go away. Wipe the slate clean in California's 8th District in Washington in one blow. Contribute to the John Dennis for 2010 campaign at johndennis2010.com.
I'm John Dennis, and I approve this ad.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAsis 3000 air purifiers are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAsis 3000 air purifier risk-free for 30 days. GCN listeners, get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Anything. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features. They're free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their websites. We give ours away at freetalklive.com. One of the many features that you will get for free is the webcam. You can watch and listen and chat because our chat room is built into the same page. All for free over at cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com. And it's brought to you by MemoryDealers.com.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers. Add up to 99% off of list price. They're in stock, ready to ship via overnight delivery. Check them out at memorydealers.com.
Oh, by the way, just it's been confirmed that in New Hampshire, the liquor commissioner, one of the liquor commissioners, did get a DWI earlier this year. So
really?
That's not what I thought. I might have read that story on one of the Sunday shows. I think that's where I heard that.
It definitely sounds like something that should have been heard on Free Talk Live. And I don't remember everything I read, even last week, let alone back in
April.
This
must have been months ago.
Yeah, it was a while back. So it's not unheard of for these government bureaucrats to just be caught doing the very things they, in many cases, preach against. We're still continuing here with some more corrupt cop stories. And then coming up, anarcho-capitalism, is it impossible? And do we care? We might get to that. Plus, the New Hampshire, the NHPR has been reporting on some of the activism up here. We might share that with you as well. But you can bring up anything at 800-259-9231. Continuing from StopTheDrugWar.org, where in Philly, two Philadelphia police officers. Oh, we can actually cover the lengthier version of this story. They were arrested for robbing a drug dealer, except it was an undercover officer. In Auburn, California, a former California Highway Patrol officer pleaded no contest on Monday to methamphetamine and attempted murder charges. Ruben Salgado, 12-year CHP veteran, had been arrested in May after buying meth from an informant and was arrested again in June after trying to hire someone to kill the snitch. This guy is a serious thug.
Serious criminal, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, lots of times you really only scratch the surface, right? When we talk about the corrupt cops, it's usually they get caught threatening somebody, or they get caught dealing drugs or stealing drugs or stealing cash, kind of the run-of-the-mill stuff. It's pretty rare that they actually get caught in the midst of trying to hire a hitman or attempting to murder somebody. Usually the people that are dealing drugs are not necessarily going to be killers. Those aren't necessarily going to be...
The killers rise to the very top, generally.
Well, this guy was a 12-year veteran of the California Highway Patrol, and that's something that we also see. Just across the board, you see people getting busted as high-level as the sheriff, all the way down to the low-level lackeys on the squad, down from the rookies all the way up to the veterans on the force.
Right. I read a story about a town outside of Los Angeles. The entire, like half the city council, the mayor, the city manager, all of them were in on this extortion ring that they had going on.
That's scary. Well, yeah. I mean, that's pretty much what they do, period. But how were they extorting differently from...
They were taking from the city budget, from the city's money.
Would that be embezzlement? Because doesn't extortion have to do...
Right, yeah, to okay, I guess you're right.
Extortion usually involves threatening someone, if I'm not mistaken.
I suppose so. It's coercing somebody into, you know...
Yeah, if you don't pay X, we're going to do
Y.
So
I guess it is embezzlement, yeah. And they were taking it, pocketing it for themselves, you know, buying big homes and fancy cars and all that stuff. And
who dropped the dime on them? I mean, that must have been how it went down. Right? Or did somebody look
LA
at the
Times.
Books? Well, yeah, but did somebody go to the L.A. Times and kind of let them know to take a close look at what's going on down there?
It was the attorney general, I believe, who actually...
You know, it's when those stories like that come out, you want to believe in the system again, right? When you hear about in this case, the FBI busting these cops for whatever corruption they're doing, or in that case, the attorney general busting the city council members or the city manager and those bureaucrats for embezzlement, you want to think to yourself, or at least you might have used to. I don't think of this anymore, but maybe earlier on in my Liberty days, I would have thought, see, the system works. See, we just need more internal affairs officers to
hold them accountable.
Right. Hire another layer of bureaucracy on top of the first layer to make sure that the first layer is doing the right thing.
And then we'll finally see liberty if we can just have a little more government.
Well, if Judge Judy over here wanted to go out and party with his stripper and do some coke and his blue pills, you know, by all means, go ahead, you know.
Just don't sit on the bench and put people in cages for doing the very same thing.
Exactly. You know, if he's not doing anything wrong, which obviously, he
didn't think he was.
Yeah, you know, otherwise
he didn't act like he thought he was.
He should have. He had no excuse to know that he was breaking the law, right?
He knew breaking the law and doing something
their
wrong
laws.
Is not the same
right.
thing.
Yeah, and it's their laws, not mine. I never agreed to them, but they forced them on me anyway. So you've got these different layers of bureaucracy where all of these folks, in many cases, are. At all different layers, they're involved in some slimy, slimy stuff. And you, of course, have to wonder, well, what do you do about this? The hiring of another bureaucracy is not going to solve the problem. It's just going to give more people greater power and the opportunity to be corrupt without anybody watching them. Didn't the Soviets learn that lesson? Having who watches the watchers?
Yeah.
Let's hire another layer of bureaucracy to watch that layer just to make sure they're behaving well.
Instance,
it goes on forever.
What you're dealing with is people that are in a monopoly. And when you see a monopoly, you're always going to have inefficiencies. And that's what these are in the marketplace. The monopoly's not policing itself properly. Of course, it can't. You're never going to see it operating properly until it gets real competition. And that's what this is about. And
the ability for people to not pay.
Right. And governments tend to want to consolidate. Even when in home rule states, you'll find that the power tends to go from the city, the towns, the municipalities where it's supposed to be in home rule states, up to the state level. And then you can obviously, everybody can see how the government has moved from the state level to the federal level. Power just tends to aggregate in a central area. So,
right, centralized and hierarchical, right? Mm-hmm. So they continue to add new layers of bureaucracy. Each bureaucrat would love to become an administrator, right? If you're just a low-level bureaucrat, and I'm speaking very generally, I'm sure there are plenty of bureaucrats that are very satisfied with the payment they're getting, but in many cases, upwardly mobile for a bureaucrat means getting people under them. So expanding the bureaucracy, coming up with a reason to add a new department or to expand an existing department, to get promoted into a new – if you expand the existing department, they'll have to hire a new manager in order to handle the extra employees
right,
and that could be you.
They in my town, they used to have a police department, a burgeoning police department. And what was the one thing that the chief of police there wanted, the elected – the constable? I think he was –
another truck, right? A police truck?
No, he wanted the first thing he wanted was another employee.
Ah, yes.
You see,
someone to boss around.
You gotta have. If you're gonna have a chief of police, you gotta have. You're not a real chief until you've got people underneath you.
The beginnings of his own little kingdom.
Yes, yep. And that's exactly what he wanted. And then once they got that, they want uniforms. Because our town didn't want uniforms. They didn't, they didn't want what appeared to be, like a police department. And then they want a truck and, all these things.
Yeah.
It's always something.
Yeah.
I was working in a police station once when they were haggling over what type of uniform what kind of new jacket they were going to get for the winter.
How long did that take?
Whole time I was there.
I believe it. These are the kinds of things that bureaucrats will sit down and argue about for weeks.
I don't want police because I have a dog. I'm going to come in covered in hair, buy your own jacket.
Was it? I don't remember the exact length of time, but I remember reading that Amtrak, I guess their board debated what color to make their blinds for something like 2 years. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You bring up anything.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind can provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Less is more. I want you to think of Life Change Tea as, a 2008 Ferrari 612. The Ferrari 612 is a two-door, four-passenger luxury car that gives an exploding 540 horsepower through its 6-liter V12. It has a top speed of 199 miles per hour and can accelerate 0 to 60 in about 4 seconds. Life Change T will accelerate your life into feeling more energy, losing weight, and cleansing toxins out of your body so you'll live longer. And guess what? You can accelerate your life without a Ferrari 612 sticker price of $318,000. You can buy green tea for less, but unfortunately, it's just another daily driver with no performance. So for just about a dollar a day, you can drive the Ferrari of teas. Don't be fooled by size. Check our website out at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Remember Life Change Tea.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Just what emergencies do I need to be prepared for?
Terrorism, economic collapse, or the overdue big quake. The immediate time frame after any disaster when you may be on your own is critical. That's why you need a 72-hour kit from SurvivalSolutions.com. Our 72-hour kits have been researched, tried, and tested for three-day survival. 72-hour emergency kits from SurvivalSolutions.com provide 114 essential items, including food, water, light, shelter and warmth, cooking, first aid, sanitation, and communication. Just add your personal items, clothing, and important papers, and you're ready for any emergency. That's 114 essential life-sustaining items. Order now and get a free Millennium Food Bar with each 72-hour kit purchase. Call 801-965-0777 or go to SurvivalSolutions.com. That's 801-965-0777 or SurvivalSolutions.com, home of the complete 72-hour emergency kit.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you are invited to visit our website at freetalklive.com. You'll find a lot of features on the site, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com features, including our Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies that have sent in their validated photo or video showing they are listeners of this program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com, get the details, and if you're a lady listener, you can get on board over there, shrine.freetalklive.com.
Totesac, the one-trip wonder for hauling goods from your vehicle to your home, is now available for fundraisers and small independent resellers of general merchandise. Totesac is a retail grocery bag carrier that handles more than you can. It's like this, it's this recycled, completely green hook that you can go to totesac.us and check it out. And it's
not colored green.
No, it's not colored green. It's green in the sense it's environmentally friendly.
It's envious of us all.
Yeah. It doesn't. Yeah.
Go there to totesac.us and see one.
Good product.
Yeah. It's very, makes it very, very convenient.
It's a great product, actually, and that would be that'd be a great product for him to get marketed at, you know, like store checkout counters, a good impulse buy.
Yeah. Oh yeah, right by the candy bars and the what are they called? The paparazzi magazines.
Yeah, exactly. When you're looking at stuff that you're thinking about taking the bags home from.
Brad and Angelina are breaking up again.
Yeah, right. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. Take control of the airwaves. So we were talking about who watches the watchers. This idea that, in this governmental structure that we're currently faced with, their solution to problems of corruption, well, usually it's just to say, all right, we're going to reorganize the department. And then when that doesn't work, the solution is, well, the head agent is going to step down, and then we're going to reorganize the department. And that doesn't really work. But it does succeed for the bureaucracy in that it, in many cases, deflects public opinion. It kind of allows the people that are paying attention to the corruption story to say, oh, yeah, I'm taking care of it. Yeah, new guy, reorganized. That's a big deal. It hasn't happened in 20 years. So they always put this out there like, look what we're doing. We've solved the problem. Shh, no worries now. Oh, that's old news. Now we've got it under control. Just go back to sleep, watch Dancing with the Stars, and don't you worry about what's going on over here at the alcohol enforcement bureaucracy, police department. You fill in the name of the government bureaucracy. As Luther was pointing out, there's a group of bureaucrats in a California city or town that were busted for just widespread corruption and embezzlement. So look the other way. We've changed out the actors on the stage. Of course, the play is exactly the same, which is where they tell you what to do.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't do it, they hurt you. So this,
yeah, they would never bother introducing, say, competition into the marketplace, right?
Well, no. But as you mentioned before, that would destroy their monopoly, and that would make them immediately accountable. And it would completely, likely upend many of the things that they do and the way that they do things. Because the incentives when you can steal your budget are entirely different than the incentives where you have to please customers. You have to provide a valuable product or service to people on a voluntary basis. The incentives, in many cases, are totally backwards. When you have a monopoly, you then get to do whatever the F you want to do, and they'll pay whatever the F you demand, pretty much. There's a certain point at which, if you raise it too much in a short period of time, people will get too upset and they'll balk.
Yes.
But over time, you
That's
can...
what you're seeing kind of with the Tea Party thing right now.
It's just balking, though. They won't do much more than that.
No,
they'll balk and they'll elect
they'll
some new people.
At this point, you know, they still think that there's some kind of solution. And that's the kind of hope that I have for the federal system is that we saw what the Republicans will do.
You have hope left. Wow.
What's that?
You have hope left
I
for the federal system.
I have a small amount of hope here that we saw what the Republicans
you
will
utopian.
Do.
You utopian.
From 2000 to 2006 when they were all in there. We saw what the Democrats will do from 2008 to 2010 when they were all in there. And at some point, people will just say, you know, all these politicians stink. That's what my hope is that it just keeps the pendulum keeps swinging back and forth, and they finally see.
The more the pendulum swings, the bigger the government gets, though. And just keeps if they see what it is, I hope they don't see that there's any solution to the federal government. I'm all in favor of people seeing what's really going on. But to think that they can somehow change what's going on by electing a new guy is really what people need to get over. That's one of the things they need to see for what really is. And that is that electing new people into a system that is inherently corrupt, a system that doesn't have the correct incentives, is going to, in many cases, corrupt even the so-called good guys that get into that particular system. So what to do? Well, the government solution is always new bureaucracy, always more control, more regulations, more bureaucrats overseeing other bureaucrats. But until we can get to the point where the marketplace is providing these typically government-provided products or services, we'll never really have anything that is close to change. Nothing will ever go in the right direction because the system is just completely backwards. So 1-800-259-9231, that's the number. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want. Of course, in the marketplace, everybody is very concerned. The marketplace providers, the more of them there are, the more concerned they are with you. If there are only a handful of providers, you know, you're going to get better customer right. service
well,
than the government.
If they can get away with using the government to force their way of doing things down on the buying
like
public.
Like a power company.
They'd love to do that.
Like a power company.
Sure.
Where they're granted monopoly. So you've got a government monopoly, which is like the most controlled, backwards, crazy situation where all of the reverse incentives are in place. Then you have the next step toward freedom, which is a government-sponsored monopoly or a government-mandated monopoly like the power company. It's not really a big step. It's a step, but not really a big
not
one.
Not a big one, no.
In that, you know, they're maybe a little more responsive to critique and what the public might want. Of course, beneath that, you then have, getting closer toward more freedom, you've got the licensing situation where the government people arbitrarily decide how many individuals or companies will be allowed to operate in a given industry sector, and they offer pieces of paper to people who will jump through hoops and pay cash to their government masters in order to be allowed to operate in that particular sector. And so some of those sectors are larger than others. You know, they're very restrictive, for instance, on taxi cabs in New York City. So it all depends on where you are. Beyond that would be a true unregulated market.
marketplace. There's still another step past sort of the licensing of people to do business as, say, a contractor or something like that. And that's this lower level of licensing that requires people to, say, have certain types of bathrooms for people with disabilities or something. And I'm not saying you
should. Or an occupancy permit or something like that.
Yeah, like this kind of licensing that says that, businesses are required to do all kinds of things in the United States, where if somebody in a cart pushing it along the street could compete against a grocery store, well, you would see that they'd have less overhead or something like that. And this is areas that you really get into the gray areas, because you're talking about a street which is public property, but it's meant for cars driving along. And so, who regulates who gets to be on it? And it makes for a very confusing situation. I'm just saying that there's other levels
of
licensing and control.
Lower levels of control, certainly. And then there would be the true, what we're looking for, I think, most of us that love liberty, is the true free marketplace. And when that happens, it's not really looked upon very kindly. Luther, you have personal experience with this, where the cops here in Keene, New Hampshire, targeted you and some of your friends for a crackdown when you just tried to go out and offer products and services to people one day.
Well, yeah, I figure, if we all collectively own the common areas like Railroad Square here in town.
So is the claim, at least.
So is the claim. Of course, we don't own it. The city owns it, as the police kindly explained to me. But the idea was just, why not use that as a medium to allow folks to come together and, set up a little marketplace, a flea market, to be more specific. But if you have junk that you just want to get rid of, just take it down to the square. I mean, it used to be done back in the day. Central Square was used to hold public auctions every weekend.
But they came in, they cracked down, and it should be interesting to see what happens with the Free Keene Fest, which is going to happen this weekend in the very same location. A little later on, it's not going to start as early, it's going to start at noon, so more people should be able to be there for the beginning.
I'm thinking that's part of where I went wrong.
Numbers are very important. There were only a handful of us initially during the flea market, so they were easily able to outnumber us. More coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
How long can you hold your breath? Not long. After air, water is the most critical factor for life. There are dozens of toxic substances in tap water, even pharmaceutical drugs that city processing can't remove. Sadly, most bottled water isn't much better. The chemicals in the bottles themselves are a serious health concern and a huge environmental problem. Filtering your own drinking water is the logical answer. You'll have a much better quality of water and save a bunch of money, too. Aquasana filters are thorough and more affordable per gallon than even pitcher-type filters. Aquasana is consistently voted the best choice by Consumers Digest. The filters are easy to use and install. Call 866-NO-BOTTLE to order or link online through freetalklive.com. If you'd like a 20% discount, and who wouldn't, when ordering online, use the discount code FTL. Again, that's FTL. Or call toll-free 866-NO-BOTTLE and tell them we sent you to get a great discount on all Aquasana products. Drink smart. 1-866-NO-BOTTLE.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of heartdrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Up anything. 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Luther.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features there completely free. Head on over there, enjoy them. And if you like the show and you like the fact that we give you the website for free, then you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 per month. We'll take that money and reinvest it into the program, get on more radio stations across the country, bring more internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up and you'll get access to neat perks like the amp-only forum as well as the amp-only podcast. Go to amp.freetalklive.com.
Jason Osborne from Cycle CAI is an amplifier. He recommends you do it too. Cycle CAI, they collect with respect. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page.
All right, one more, and then to the phones we will go. One more corrupt cop story from StopTheDrugWar.org. Remember, the corrupt cop stories we're talking about, just within the last week, these have been reported on. So there's always something fresh out there at StopTheDrugWar.org. In Oklahoma City, a former state narcotics officer pleaded guilty September 29th to federal charges in a gun-running ring where some of the weapons ended up in Mexico. Former Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics and Dangerous Drugs agent Francisco Javier Reyes admitted taking money to buy military-type rifles in Oklahoma for a Mexican national and paying two friends to purchase rifles for him. He pleaded guilty to one count each of conspiracy and transferring firearms to an out-of-state resident. Each crime carries a maximum penalty of 5 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. So gun running is sometimes what the police will involve themselves in. Typically, you'll see drugs, stealing cash from drug dealers, and sometimes you'll see gun runners. Or, as we mentioned earlier, there was also a few folks that were helping sneak people across the border. And many of these activities I don't oppose. I mean, sell drugs, that's fine. Help people cross the border, I'm fine with that, too. I have no problem with people coming here to make a better life for themselves or sell guns. But the hypocrisy is what I have a problem with, where these people on one hand say one thing and then on the other hand
somebody
do another.
Doing it, doing the same thing.
Yeah.
If only these guys had the integrity to not go after peaceful people, to not go after people that are not doing harm to others.
And then they put up the mask of being protector and servant and hero, you know.
And they're not.
I'm a public servant.
They're serving themselves.
Yeah, serving themselves.
They're serving themselves a heaping pile of public.
Exactly right. Yeah, really, it's all about how you look at it, because they're never actually serving you or I. they're serving their masters. On one hand, they're serving their masters in the state. They're doing what the legislators tell them to do. In some cases, they're doing whatever the F they want to, and if they get caught, then they have to look at the judge, and the judge will decide whether or not they've done anything wrong. Usually the judge will decide that whatever they're doing is A-OK. In many cases, these cops can get away with murder. So in some cases, they're serving the state, and in other cases, they are serving themselves. Well, typically, they're serving both at the same time. They're going to serve the state to keep their job, and they're going to serve themselves to give their job a few more perks, a few
Isn't
more benefits.
Isn't that how armed gangs work?
So let's go to your phone calls. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Johnson is in Connecticut on the Amp Lines. Hello, Johnson.
Hey, so I have this sort of little project that I started doing. I was interested in doing it because a lot of activists have gone to jail, and I wanted to sort of do my part to write them letters, and I thought that if I'm going to be writing letters to activists, what I would do is something maybe a little bit more creative to help people pass the time. So I decided I was going to start sending games. And I looked on the internet to find all these different printable games to use mail to jail to send these people, like crossword puzzles, mazes, brain teasers, a printable deck of cards, chessboard, et cetera, something that they could do to pass the time. And I just got a little bit of news back in relation to that that has me a little bit bummed, and I just wanted to either both kind of report on it and maybe get some feedback from you guys.
I think it's a great idea, by the way. Before you get to the news, I think it's pretty brilliant. I don't know. There may be somebody else doing something like it somewhere in this country, but to get it out there, to promote it, I think it's fantastic.
Right. I never know what to write to people when they're in jail, and so I just end up not doing it, and I feel bad about it later.
Sometimes I don't write much. I'll send a postcard because it's usually like, wow, thanks for doing what you're doing. You're inspiring a lot of people, something short like that. Or if there's somebody I'm more familiar with, it'll be like kind of an update on some of the things that are going on the outside. And mail to jail, which you can go to mailtojail.com, you can write to some jailed New Hampshire liberty activists. That allows you to just pretty much write up whatever you want, and then Mike Barsky and the rest of the folks over at Mail to Jail will print it out. They'll print up the envelopes. They'll stamp it. They'll put it in the mail. It makes it really easy. So it's easy to kind of grab some stories off of, like, freekeen.com or freegrafton.com and paste them into to a Mail to Jail. But I'm with you, Luther. It's hard for me to just think of stuff to, well, my life on the outside sure is great.
Yeah.
How is it on the inside?
Yeah.
And that sounded exactly – that was, like, exactly my thought process. And I was like, you know, if I send them – you know, and my thought was, hey, if I start sending them stories from Freaking or do this, I'm sure like a bunch of other people are already doing this or sending something similar. So I thought, you know, hey, even if I do send games and if someone else is sending games, chances are we're not going to be sending them the same games. You know, like,
yep,
so
that's true.
So, you know, I figured, you know, and this will be a great way to help pass the time. Because one thing I've heard from anyone who I've known to be in jail is that it's boring.
Yeah,
and that's really the worst thing about it is how boring it is. So if I can alleviate that and make it better, you know, bonus.
So what happened?
I got a little bit of bad news. I sent recently games to Lauren Canario and Mama Alley. And, you know, I don't know about Lauren Canario yet because, you know, well, I haven't heard back. I haven't been able to hear back yet. But I got a message back from G about Mama Alley was not able to receive my games. Apparently, Cheatham County stopped the letter. And I guess let me read word for word these two sentences here. He says, hey, thanks for sending Alley a letter. She wanted me to tell you she couldn't get it because of something that was photocopied. And there's a question mark there.
What?
She was told it was a crossword puzzle, but cheated. And he capitalized cheat. But Cheatham County, you never know. So there's more, but I mean that was.
Which you didn't photocopy anything, right? You just printed it straight out from graphics you put up from what you found on the internet.
That's correct. Everything was printed. There was no photocopies.
So who knows what their obscure, obtuse rule is?
Why would that even matter?
No,
just random arbitrary government rules. Well, you can send in an original handwritten letter, but you can't send a photocopy.
I wonder if, though, I made some this time around. See, when I sent games, the first person I sent games to was Dave Ridley. And he really enjoyed the idea, and that's what made me sort of really want to continue doing this. And with him, I just pulled games off the internet. This time around, I made some – I actually went through the effort of making a custom crossword puzzle on a custom word scramble.
Wow.
And stuff like that.
That's great.
Just some of those games, because I figured I'll be able to reprint them and send them to different people as, you know, people end up going to jail. And I wonder if some of these bureaucrats took the time to actually look at the games and had a problem with
the content.
The fact that some of them, yeah.
It's possible.
It's quite possible.
I had some stuff like statist and, you know, like words, in the word scramble, like statist and sovereign and, you know, words like that. So, you know, I don't know.
It's certainly possible. I mean, we don't know what the arbitrary rules are for all the different jails. It seems like even within the same governmental system, the jails can still have arbitrary rules of their own. So even in, like, for instance, New Hampshire, there are different jails in each county. But each county is, or I think in most of the counties, there in each county, the superintendent has some level of decision-making ability over the arbitrariness of the facility's policy.
Discretion.
Do you think I should contact GM and ask them for a refund on the postage?
Who? Contact who?
Cheatham County Jail.
Oh, Cheatham. I'm sorry. I thought you said Jim. I'm like, wait, what?
No. Cheatham County. Do you think I should contact the jail and ask them for a refund of my postage?
You could do that. I don't think it's going to get you anywhere.
Good luck. They'll put you on hold. They'll put you into a voicemail, and they'll never call you back.
Yep.
Right.
That's my prediction. Well, I think it's great. I mean, go ahead.
I was going to say, I think for now I'm going to continue sending the games and you know, I hope that they get through.
I think in most cases they will.
Yeah, I would certainly hope so. If it continues to be a problem, though, I will report back in. I will try and find out more information. Hopefully I can get back information and find out if there was any specific reason that anything was blocked. Do you guys know if a letter is blocked while an inmate is incarcerated, if they... upon their release, did they get all their mail?
Good question. Mark, did that happen to you? I mean, did you get handed, when you were in prison for 9 years, did you get handed a boatload of letters afterwards?
I couldn't have cared less. No.
Right.
I never got held. If my mail got held, it got returned.
Yeah, it would make sense. It would make sense that they would just reject it. They would probably write rejected on it, return to sender, or stamp it, and it would likely come back. But then again, yours didn't, did it? They just tossed it?
It's not come back yet. I don't know. Huh. I don't know if it would be back.
Thanks, Johnson, for the call tonight. And if you ever get that, you know, to the point where it has its own website or anything, don't forget to give us a call and let us know. Put the word out.
All right, well,
GamesForJail.com.
That's a great idea. You can take control of the airwaves. Hour number 3 is coming up. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. Whether it's sweet potatoes on Thanksgiving or burgers on the 4th of July, kids associate certain foods with certain occasions. Family traditions are important to them. So when planning your holiday or birthday menu, keep in mind what they like most and invite the kids to cook up a new food tradition. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.